In this bulletin, the number of Australians receiving Newstart and Youth Allowance payments drops by 5%. Hong Kong protesters prepare for another day of demonstrations. And in rugby, a stunning Wallabies win over the All Blacks in the Bledisloe Cup. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The number of Australians receiving the Newstart and Youth Allowance payments has decreased by more than 42,000 in the past year. The federal government has released figures showing a 5% reduction in the number of people receiving the benefits in the 12 months to June. More than 8,000 of those have now moved into full-time work or study. It comes after repeated calls from across the political spectrum to raise the rate of Newstart. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says the creation of jobs and new employment pathways has resulted in the reduction.
We have been absolutely steadfast in our commitment that if somebody who is on Newstart wants a job, we will do everything we possibly can to get them off Newstart and into a job. Nobody said it would be easy to live without a job, and that's why we're so committed to make sure that any Australian who wants a job can have a job.
Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles says there should be a bipartisan approach to how Australia handles the growing power of China. It comes after Liberal MP Andrew Hastie compared the country's rise to that of Nazi Germany in an opinion piece. The piece drew mixed reactions from Mr. Hastie's colleagues and condemnation from China. Mr. Marles has told Sky News the Coalition and Labor need to develop a long-term approach to Australia's economic and security dealings with China.
All of that needs to be reconciled into a settled position, which I don't think we have seen from this government, but I don't think you're going to get it from any government unless there is actually a different architecture of discussion between the major parties going forward, and that's really critical.
Hong Kong protesters are preparing to take to the streets again, defying a police ban on marches. Anti-government protests are planned in different locations in the territory today, including a third day of demonstrations at the city's international airport. Police say they arrested 16 people during yesterday's protests on charges including unlawful assembly and possession of an offensive weapon. The protests were sparked by a proposed extradition bill and are now in their 10th week. United States Attorney General William Barr has ordered two investigations into the death of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Epstein was found dead in his New York jail cell while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. It was the second apparent suicide attempt by the 66-year-old, who faced up to 45 years in prison. The inquiries into his death will be carried out by the FBI and an arm of the US Justice Department. And if you or someone you know needs support, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Police say the man suspected of carrying out a shooting at a mosque in the Norwegian capital Oslo may have also killed a relative. They say a young woman was found dead at the suspect's residence and they're treating the death as suspicious. A young white man is in custody following the attack on the Al-Noor Islamic Centre in which one person was injured. Assistant Chief of Police Runa Skuld details how the arrest occurred.
We went out with a lot of police units, and when we came to the mosque, some people in the mosque had taken care of this person, and we had in our custody tonight. He's around 20 years old. He's a Norwegian citizen in the area that it happened.
In rugby, Australia has beaten New Zealand in a stunning victory in the first leg of the Bledisloe Cup. The Wallabies defeated the All Blacks by 47-26 in front of a crowd of over 60,000 people in Perth. It means Australia is just one win away from regaining the cup for the first time since 2002. Wallabies coach Michael Checker has praised his team's efforts.
I know that we're all pumped and everything like that, but at the end of the day, we've just all done is bought ourselves a ticket to Auckland. That's it, you know, so great atmosphere, great, you know, and great for the players to get the win, yeah, but in the bigger scheme of things, that's what we've got ourselves a ticket to go there.
And now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 24. Adelaide, cloudy, 13. Melbourne, showers easing, 13. Hobart, shower or two, 13. Canberra, morning frost and partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, wind easing and mostly sunny, 17. Sydney, partly cloudy, 19. Newcastle, much the same, 19. Brisbane, sunny, 22. Cairns, similar conditions, 25. And Darwin, much the same, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.